Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go here on this Friday morning, a holiday show, more or less, because it's Monday. Did anybody ask us if we're here on Monday? I don't think we got that, did we? AJ usually says, hey, are you guys working? And I think he just assumes now if it's going to be a holiday.
Remember when we were at 610 and we would always get the they really took advantage of us at 610 for years. Like, hey, no, we were working 4th of July. Yeah. They would never tell us that we had comp days for stuff like that. So we'd work 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and we were always told, oh, this is a great opportunity for you because people are going to be listening who don't usually listen. And so this is going to help your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, you're going to get new listeners by working 4th of July. We're like, okay.
And actually, fine. There was nobody ever on the road or anything.
Nobody. And that's what our phrase.
Yeah, Christmas vacation, Day is an important day. You really need to work on that. What?
Our phrase vacation day. Not vacation day, but holiday show. That's where it comes from is. We'd be on 610 realizing we'd have, because we used to get a bunch of calls. It used to be people called more than tweeted and stuff like that. And we get no calls. We realized, and that was a pretty sure sign that something was way, way different. And then we just started doing literally whatever we wanted on those shows. We realized this really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No one's really listening. And then there were people listening, but only if they were out in their cars to go do something else. So, yeah, 610 would tell us, no, we're working. Yeah, 4th of July is a work day. And then, I didn't realize until many years later, no, you get comp days. If you work a day like that, you get a comp day for that.
Yeah,
like, what's a comp day?
We don't know what that's all about. We do know that it is Friday. And I'll tell you this. I know this. People are out there listening because the traffic is back. The traffic lately has been stupid. Stupid, stupid. Everywhere you go, you can't get on a highway in this city without it being nuts. Am I right or am I right here? What is going on with the traffic again here? Well, I kind of liked it. What happened to the pandemic? Kind of liked it where nobody was, you could drive up to play golf and nobody was on the road.
Controversial take, Cotton.
Well, I don't know. I don't mean I like the what pandemic. Happened? I mean,
it's like me and Eric used to say on the podcast. Well, we still say it. I think this week we're going to get our podcast or next week cranked up. But he said, when you lead with the one good thing about the pandemic, it doesn't sound like, but once you get past it, there were some things that worked in your favor.
Yeah.
There's some things that worked in your favor. Traffic. First amongst them.
Yes. No, first and foremost.
First amongst them. For him, it was the fact that he could, in your face, put hand sanitizer all over his body after he shook hands with you or even touched you.
Yes.
You tried to touch him.
He likes that. I don't care about that.
Yeah, he could do that.
After I shake hands with somebody, I lick my hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another way.
He and I are different in that way.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
So, very different in that way. So,
yeah, all right. Yeah, I grab my fried chicken and start eating it.
The traffic is, but there's a lot of, like where I went to go see Keith Cornelius Jr. and Sr.
Yeah.
We had some food and some drinks over at our spot.
I thought you had Madi.
Well, I did have Madi for lunch.
Oh, okay.
So my wife homeschools my daughter, which I found out she knows every country in Africa, all of them, every country.
How many countries are in Africa?
Seemingly an unending amount.
Wait a minute.
It didn't end. Wait just a minute.
How many countries?
Go ahead.
Let me see.
You can call her right now and she'll tell you
and
on the air.
And she'll name all of them?
Yes, it won't stop. Zimbabwe, Djibouti. Chad, man, she'll go through the whole list. I heard her do it twice. So I took her to some mom homeschools where as soon as mom had to go get her ankle looked at a doctor, she said, can you watch Madi at 11:30?
54 countries.
She names
them
all.
Why y'all got so many countries
she names
in
them
one
all.
Continent?
Yeah, she names them all. And so
North America got two.
We got 51 states in America.
We got two.
Yeah, but America's pretty big.
And it's not two.
It's just two in North America.
No, Canada, Mexico, and U.S. at least three.
Mexico is Central America.
There's no such thing as Central.
It's to me, it is.
Central America's not a continent.
It is kind of.
To John's, it's a continent. To John, it's a continent.
Yeah.
It should be.
And Mexico's not in Central America. It would still be considered North America.
It kind of is.
We call it Middle America.
It's right there.
I mean, we call it
middle.
Kansas, I think, is Middle
America.
Middle
North America, we call
yeah.
it. Yeah. Yeah, Middle Earth.
I took my daughter to
Costa Rica's in North America. No, if you've heard.
Who?
Costa Rica is in North America.
I never
as
heard
well.
Of it.
We don't care about that.
We don't care about it. But we don't have 54. Which has more, Africa or North America? Done.
Well,
thank you.
Africa's a bigger continent than North America.
Africa. So she knows them all.
Huge.
And I found that out because I took her to, when her mom was, you know, as soon as her mom left, said, okay, Marty, let's go. I want to take her to different cultural places food-wise. And because she's my, she calls herself a trying beast because she'll try anything.
Mm-hmm.
So she says.
As opposed to her brothers.
Oh.
Who won't try anything.
Snacks used to, but they're terrible wussies now about that.
Whoa.
So I said, you want to go to Korean barbecue? You can cook your own food. Yes, 100%. So we go to Chinatown and go have Korean barbecue. And she goes, do you know I know all of the countries in Africa? I said, you do? Is that something mom's teaching you? It's just part of my lessons. Do you know what the Reign of Terror is? I said, I mean, Bill O'Brien's stint with the Texans? She said,
the Reign of Terror?
I literally said that to her. She goes, you know what the Reign of Terror is? No. Yeah, it's not Bill O'Brien. It happened in France where people were getting guillotines. They were getting their heads cut off and other people would just call, come and cheer. Yay. They were excited. And little kids had toys with guillotines. Like it was a big family adventure where everyone would come watch people
sounds
get killed.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like, hey, just because they had different fun than you do, Marty. Okay.
Well, this is what
I Korean barbecue.
Terror didn't change. It's still Texans to me.
Yeah, right.
Bill O'Brien. I mean, there can be more than one Reign of Terror.
So Reign of Terror every time some family goes to see Alabama. On the road, hey, Alabama's coming to town. Let's watch them. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
getting the heads cut off. Reign
there
of
is, you know, Nick it's, Saban is. It is a reign of terror for the
when
SEC.
The Dodgers come to town. It's a reign of terror.
My God. Well, they tried to make it that way.
Well, guess what?
Things got straightened out.
We
last
subdued.
Game.
We subdued the
things
reign
got
of
straightened
terror.
Out last game.
Yeah.
So she was hitting me with all this, you know, geography and history lessons, and I just said, "Look, that's a jalapeno. The seeds are hot." Like I was. But so it was a given thing.
Same thing.
I said, jalapenos aren't as hot as people say. It's the seeds that are hot.
Uh-huh.
And then she had a thing where she accidentally touched it and accidentally touched, like, by her eye. And she learned a lesson.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Why didn't you teach her before that?
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
teaching
was. I had. And she forgot. She grabbed it and threw it off and then wiped it on a napkin. What she didn't realize is that napkin's not doing anything. Your finger's still hot. Don't.
And then she touched her eye?
Yeah, well, near the eye.
Maybe she's not all that smart.
There you go. Exactly. It's just life. You got to learn. I'm teaching her things that the books won't teach her.
Yeah.
Like jalapeno seeds.
Hot.
Watch out now. And I said, hey, this is kimchi. Probiotics right here. Okay? Good for your gut health.
Yeah.
Teaching things.
You don't have to drink bubble juice. You don't have to drink doo-doo juice like dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be better for you. So you don't have these problems. That Texans did not, or the Astros did not have any problems last night. They didn't have a game.
They didn't have a game.
However,
the Heat had some problems.
The Heat had problems. So our playoffs
so
are starting to shape up. I really thought the Heat's toughness would show up.
Well,
the Heat
toughness don't matter if you can't shoot, Lance.
Golly, you guys are dookie booties.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Somebody bet. I have a feeling somebody bet on the wrong side.
Yeah, he texted me. He texted me on what was it? Monday or Tuesday? Yeah, Monday night. He goes. Your team is atrocious. I was like, did your degenerate ass bet on them? That's the only reason you talk about it. That's
absolutely
on you.
Not.
Don't blame
I'd never
me.
Do that.
Keep it to yourself.
I would never do that. And then the Lakers are starting to straighten things up with the Suns. They got a win last night. Denver goes on the road and gets a win against the Portland Trailblazers. You know, I'd like to see Denver get through. I would. I'm tired of hearing about for years it's been the Portland. You know, the Portland backcourt, and this could be the year, and Portland's a dangerous team and all that.
Who are you hearing that from?
Just the basketball intelligentsia.
What?
And the basketball hipsters have been saying this for years.
No one thinks Portland's good enough. They don't play any defense, and credit to Austin Rivers last night for making multiple big shots down the stretch. Yes,
that's our guy.
Yes, that Austin
Houston's
Rivers.
Own.
Well, Houston's own Austin Rivers.
Really.
Yeah, no, he really is.
Never thought I would like
did
a
player. Did
he
live here? Yes.
But he's not.
Well, he was on a 65-win team. Well, he was on that team, right?
And an integral part.
He was on that team, right, wasn't he? Yeah. Because that Was he traded for by the 65-win team? Did they pick him up in the middle of the season? Or was it the year after?
No, he was
they
here.
Picked him up off the scrap heap. I think he either was traded or bought out by another team.
I just remember hey, how the hell am I okay with Austin Rivers as a person and player?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see this day.
Well, when he's got your uniform on, then he's okay.
Yeah, well, even then I thought this wasn't going to be good, but it was. It was. I came around on Austin Rivers. I still don't think Denver can win. Look, L.A. is now starting to click. Well, and
it does help them that Chris Paul can't lift his shoulder.
Well, that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's huge. I mean, Chris Paul.
You guess what you get when you get Chris Paul. This is exactly what you get.
And this wasn't a Chris Paul always being hurt, obviously. But we're talking about L.A. getting it together. I think it coincides with, you know, the agent of change that he is, Chris Paul, not being healthy. I think some of that.
Yes.
The guy can't play. He's a detriment.
Absolutely. Some of it is that. And this was not a hamstring. This was a collision with the shoulder, so, you know,
no,
whatever.
But it's, if it's that, if it's this, it's that, it's that, it's this.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really an excuse. He's here is another great opportunity where he's a top two seed, and like he's been with the Clippers, like he's been with the Rockets. And now at the Clippers, I don't remember if he was partially injured ever. My guess was he was at some point. With the Rockets, we know it was a major issue. Game 6, Game 7, we didn't see Chris Paul. But I don't think there's any question that the Suns are a much less team. Just look back to last year. They're a much less team than they are with Chris Paul.
They're closer to that team that struggled before the bubble than they are the
team. Look at the last two games. Yeah. I mean, versus the first game.
And
it's
Austin
just
Rivers,
night and day.
He was not on the 65-1 team.
Yeah. I didn't think so. He came the next year.
Yes.
They were still pretty good the next year. They're still okay.
He wasn't on the 65-1 team?
No,
he was a pickup the next year.
Yeah, he was on the team that lost to the Warriors.
A buyout
conference
pickup.
Semis.
All right, 713-780-3776. It's pretty much a holiday show. We don't give a... You know what? It's a holiday
did
Monday.
We figure out,
do we care?
Did we figure out that we're not going to be here on Monday? Did we figure that out?
You what?
That we figured out we're not going to be
here
on Monday?
I'm not. Well, I won't be. I know I won't
we're
be
not
here.
We're not going to show up,
though. Yeah, I know I won't be here. I don't know about you guys.
No, I don't plan on being here.
Yeah. Did you... Oh... I hate to fact check LZ, but I just looked and Djibouti isn't an actual African country.
Or is something else. I just call it Djibouti.
It's Djibouti, but
well, it's something like that.
And it is in Africa.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
What's Jackie talking about?
Officially, it's a country in the Horn of Africa, so it is in Africa.
See?
My daughter just dabbed
on
Jackie.
Yeah, but I don't think it's spelled Jackie spelled it.
Well, probably not. It is spelled where you could pronounce it Djibouti.
Yeah.
But it's just Djibouti. I think the D is silent.
She's also, like, several of her names I recognize, like, hey, wait, that's not how it's pronounced. She must have done that, like, seven different times. So that doesn't not surprise me. But I'm just going off of what my daughter tells me about African geography. I don't. What do I know? I just tell her what the hot peppers are. Is there a hotter pepper than jalapeno? Yeah, lots of them. What's the hottest? I don't know. I'll just tell you ghost pepper, but probably that guy who does the hot wings thing probably knows the hottest pepper. Sean Austin, is that his name?
Is that his name? No one knows.
His name's Sean. I don't know if it's Austin.
No one knows his name.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? It's one of the great YouTube shows that you can see where celebrities come on his show to eat different types of hot wings, and he engages them in conversations and asks questions to try to take their mind off it and try to get them to answer. And the best was Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I came out of there with, like, a new respect for her.
Oh, she's strong.
She is bad.
Is Mahdi wearing a kente cloth, too?
No, I've got one with Snacks wearing kente cloth. When he was at his school and they wanted more representation for some multicultural thing they were doing, so they got the pastiest kid they could find, I guess. And Snacks has got some swag now, but... I got a picture of him with kente cloth on, just sitting in his chair. I sent it to John, like, woke. Snacks is about it. And he likes Calvin Murphy jackets.
Did he put a koofy on?
Yes. He would wear Calvin Murphy jackets every day.
He told me he would.
Will Snacks wear a koofy?
I got to ask him.
Right.
I don't know. He wears a cowboy hat now because he said he's got a gang that he started at school called the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're the Cowboys. I can't blame him. 713-780-3776, taking a break. When we come back.
We don't call anything the Cowboys. They get no love in this city.
When we come back, do we get there ready? If you don't think that this is the Patriot South, we will prove this is Patriot South, okay? Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, what about Craig Day Cerf?
Craig DeCerf, so he had a picture of, it's crazy, I saw a picture of his daughter, and I don't know if she's dressed up for prom or what she was doing there, but and his son is playing college baseball. It's kind of crazy. I've known him for so long. I remember when they were, you know, much, obviously much younger kids, and that's how long I've been together with Craig DeCerf. Just, I speak for him as much as the dealership. Frankly, I speak for Craig DeCerf, and Craig DeCerf is a Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. That's fine. Wherever he goes, I'm going to speak for Craig DeCerf, because I know that when I speak for him, I have no doubt that when you go to a spot where Craig DeCerf is, and that's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you're going to be happy with the overall experience. You're going to get the selection that you want. But, you know, the prices, he doesn't mess around with prices. He doesn't mess around with trade-in value. He's trying to make you happy, because when you're happy, you're going to tell other people, and they're going to get cars, and it's a ecosystem that works for everyone. And that's why I enjoy talking about the dealerships where Craig, and this is only the second one that I even know about, and he is so happy in Angleton. And the reason's simple. He's got a great crew out there, from the sales to the service staff. There's hardly any turnover at all, and the people out in Angleton really know how to take care of you when you go out to buy a car. So the car buying experience, you're in charge of it. They're just simply there to help you find what you want. That's all they do. Go to LanceZCars.com, find the Chevy, Buick, or GMC that you're looking for, and start the car buying experience at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
718 ESPN 97.5. If you're on Twitter and you're seeing Tom Cook all over your timeline, 40 years dude's been on TV here? 40 years?
39.
Yeah.
And, unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm getting some. My wife was on there saying goodbye to Tom Cook. But everybody's saying goodbye to Tom Cook.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, Tom Cook. I think it might even be longer. But he's retiring. He don't want to get up no more in the morning. All right? I don't know if he got a J.J. Watt jersey for his retirement, but I know somebody did. I know Lance got his this morning. They sent it here because they don't know his home address. Did you see his jersey, Dell?
No.
Oh, yeah. Lance got his. AJ was wondering, hey, guys, why don't you post yours like the 6'10 guys? That, because.
But what an amazing journey it's been with us.
Did you eventually post yours?
I said, no. He said, where's your jersey? Why aren't you posting it like that? Like, I mean, this?
This is between me and JJ. I'm not posting this.
Yeah, this is my best friend. When he said my best friend sends me something, you know, I'm not going to share it with everybody.
I would have said, hey, if we're really friends, you send me your Color Rush jersey. I don't want your crappy Liberty White jersey. That thing's ugly.
You want your Color Rush?
If he was going to send me a jersey.
You got the tomato.
I got the red. It just said, thanks for nothing.
You're not really friends if he doesn't send you that Color Rush jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The blue and then the red numbers. That's what I'm talking about.
You like that?
If I'm going to get the white. If I'm going to get
always coming out, JJ stuff with his white jersey on. Yeah, sure.
If I'm going to get one of those terrible jerseys, give me the Color Rush jersey.
Oh, you mean Hall of Fame J.J. Watt jersey?
I'm not talking about J.J. Watt. I'm talking about the color scheme and how it's set up. Give me the Color Rush. We're not friends if you don't give me the Color Rush jersey.
That's what you have to have.
It's the best out of the four that they have?
The blue? Yeah, I like the blue, too. I don't mind the tomato cans.
They're not the tomato cans.
What are they? Just red and red.
What are they? A crappy boxer? Tomato cans.
Well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to wear the tomato cans on Thursday Night Football? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. JJ sent not all the media. You didn't get one, did you, Dell? Because you're not best friends with him like I am.
I have not pretended to be his friend ever, so no, I don't need a jersey.
I've never pretended to be his friend either. I'm surprised JJ sent me one because he wouldn't know me from Adam.
Well, JJ didn't send you one. Now, did he?
Yes, he did.
Directly from him?
No, he signed it. He
said, well, somebody sent it. Someone sent it.
Someone said,
no, he didn't send them out.
Yeah.
But he signed it to John. You're my best friend.
I'm sure they said,
well,
hey,
they could have just
given
him a list. Here are the names you need to do. Yeah. Although some people did get it personalized, like Steph Stradley. But Steph was really, you know, Steph's a big fan.
Yeah.
She's on board.
Well, no.
The 6'10 guys are huge fans. Like,
they
got pom-pom signed to them and everything.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Well, no, it's very respectful to sign pom-poms.
You think they got pom-poms?
Like, thanks for all your cheering. I would have sent it to him. I mean, think it's appropriate.
So did all the 6'10 guys, like even the new guys who have just been indoctrinated in the last couple of years, they got them too?
I don't know. It just I wouldn't even know if it didn't pop up on my thing.
No,
I just noticed I had a package today.
So I wouldn't even let's be clear about something. One. The Texans use an X player to send out goodies to the media.
I think that was JJ.
I think that's just JJ. Look, JJ,
that was JJ.
Is a legit
what does JJ
dude.
Know about you that he's sending you a jersey?
No. They gave him a list of people to sign, but he said, "I want to send jerseys thank guys."
No, JJ
that's
was
what JJ, that's just
listen,
JJ.
But why
JJ.
Would he,
JJ Watt? In all seriousness, I had a friend of ours, Nicholas and Emily Stander, have a son who is the same age as Snacks. He was at age 5, I think, was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and it's only strikes boys, and it's there is no cure for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a horrible disease. My wife, when she runs marathons, she raises money for Duchenne. Anytime I have anything, when people get a little salty on Twitter and about mock drafts, like, oh, this guy's not going here. I said, we can put something on it. And so I always put something on it for Duchenne. I say, if you lose, you pay $200, $300, whatever it is to Duchenne. So we do that. So I reached out to Kevin Cooper at the time about if JJ, Sam wanted to see if Jay, you know, or the parents just thought it would be, you know, I think Sam had said something wanting to JJ to go to his birthday party. And so I reached out and I knew it was a long shot. JJ said, I can't go to his birthday party. I can't go to his birthday party, but what I can do is invite him to practice. And Sam was still, he's not in a wheelchair yet. He was not, you know, he was still running around like a kid. It just ravages your body as a child. It's horrible. So anyway, JJ had him come out. Now, this is an August. This is camp, August. By the end of practice, it was probably about 98 degrees, really hot. And JJ was on the other end of the field working on pass rush moves by himself. There was no TV, you know. And I know JJ likes to know where the TV, because I think he likes the superstar stuff. Like, he likes to be a superstar. There's nothing wrong with that. He comes down to the end of the field, and there's Sam and Sam's parents and me, and we're all standing there, and JJ comes over and just starts talking to Sam, and they start throwing passes together. He starts talking to him. Sam's running routes. He's throwing passes. JJ took about 15 minutes to hang out with a kid. This is after practice, probably 30 minutes after practice when he's been out in the sun, and he took all that time, and you would not even know that JJ just walked over like it was nothing. And that's the kind of guy he legitimately is. I know with the Barry kids lost their families.
Man, yeah,
right. But there's stories like this all over the place if you dig around. Like, you can say what you want about JJ, and I know some people kind of just, you know, kind of turn on him a little. They just thought he was too corny or whatever. He's going to go down as one of the greatest defensive players in the history of football. He is. His three best years, unfortunately, it's going to be a little more controversial because injuries kept him from, I think, his total potential. He had 3 years of defensive player of the year. That's rare. His season, and I did a statistical study of this, his first MVP or defensive player of the year season was better than anything Reggie White did, Lawrence Taylor. When you look at his tackles for loss, his sacks, his balls batted down. Remember when he was in double digits? It was hard to get a pass by on J.J. Watt. J.J., my dad just said, I've never had somebody harder to block. He said Warren Sapp was really hard in his prime, but J.J. Watt, he said J.J. was just, when he was inside against a guard, the guard had absolutely no chance. I'm convinced to this day J.J. wanted to play outside. I'm convinced that J.J. did himself a disservice because my dad said we could take a tight end and just smack him all day long, double team. And by the end, he's looking for that tight end. He said we were so happy when he was out at an end when my dad was with Arizona, because we could hit him with tight end tackle, tight end tackle, tight end tackle.
But he defensive said, ends get paid
he
more.
He said when he's guard, yeah, but he said when he's a three technique, you think my guards had any prayer against a guy that strong and that quick? He said it was a nightmare.
That's why Aaron Donald's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, but it's hard to rush from there, but JJ could do it. But JJ was not just a great player. I mean, JJ was a real dude. Raised all that money in the city of Houston just because he knew his platform and he could. And I think he really cares. He likes being a star. He likes signing stuff for kids. He likes throwing the football up in stands. And people
visiting hospitals. He does it.
He does it. And really the cynical side of me, you know, it's easy to say, well, he knows where the camera is or he wants the attention.
That's fun.
But I think he likes the attention because he likes being what comes with being a superstar, which is being able to
help people, like
Lima loved it, right?
Yep.
Lima loved being able to interact and stuff like that. And I'm sure it gets a lot for JJ, all the interactions. I'm just telling you, he's gone now, but JJ is a real one. Like, he is a real good dude and good person. That's irrelevant when it comes to us talking about he was paid too much at the end and he had to be a cap casualty. But the fact that he knew Bill O'Brien was a POS in terms of how he was working with people and what he was doing around the building. I don't think Billy started that way, but I think he became that way. He became power hungry and he became a big problem in the building. I talked to too many people who just said it became a nightmare. And didn't you say you had heard that JJ Watt was one of the guys that said, hey, this is like helped. Yeah, you did say that. That JJ Watt helped move along the Bill O'Brien stuff to where he got whacked.
Yep.
Because he got into it with JJ, right?
Yeah. Over stuff Bill O'Brien was saying and the coaching. I mean, I think it was eye opening for the organization when JJ's on the field. The two of them are shouting at each other.
When you're in a shouting match with JJ Watt, you're probably doing something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
If JJ has to shout at you or you shout at JJ
and questioning your coaching, that was what he did. That was when Easterby went around and said, hey, I need text messages from everybody. Send me what's going on here with Bill O'Brien. And then he brought it to Cal. And so, but it was after that argument that JJ had with Bill O'Brien on the field that you're right. When JJ's yelling at you, it's a bad thing for you, Bill O'Brien. And thank God JJ saved the organization by doing that. 713-780-3776. We didn't get to Texans South. We got a lot to do here. There's the press conference or the interview with David Culley was interesting yesterday. We're going to get that for you here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. And that's no jab at the Texans, Lance.
No, it's not. It's not. But, you know, now that you mentioned jab, I think it gives me permission to talk about SiteJab. SiteJab, company who they build custom websites. Yes, that's true. But that's not the only thing they do. They can do video. They can do video creation for your company, integration into the website. They can help you with e-commerce. I mean, if you want to look into crypto, I would ask them about crypto, the ability to intersperse cryptocurrency into your. I can't speak for it, but they will know whether or not they can do that. They also do a fantastic job of helping to brand your company and work with you on social media strategy. And that's ultimately what you're trying to do here. What you're trying to do is find a way to get more people to understand what it is that you do, how good you do it, and then convert those eyes into business leads. And that's what they help you do with their small, if you're a small to medium sized business. They're Houston born and bred, and they are so good. They've been doing this for 23 years. I'm very happy to speak for SiteJab, and I think you're going to love their product. SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, along with Delp. So, yesterday, David Culley met with the media after practice. And Deshaun Watson came up. And he came up a few times, actually, he came up, and the Texans are, well, the Texans are actually operating much like the Patriots.
Yeah, it's changed. It's officially changed.
It is officially New England South.
O'Brien tried to bring some Patriots of that in way. With the rookies. Remember when the rookies were just saying, I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be. Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw this week, Mac Jones on video, he's wearing number 50 because Bill Belichick wants the rookies to be humbled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he gives them, you know, all numbers that they won't have because they're not worthy of their real number yet because they're rookies. And that's the Patriot way. Well, the Texans apparently, I don't understand it, but they have given the media rosters, but no numbers on them. And they're saying, and in this press conference, it's asked, well, those aren't going to be the numbers that they get. Apparently, it was explained, they're not going to be the numbers that they're going to get. Now with, you know, the number changes that players can get, their numbers change to single digits, that we don't know what the numbers are going to be. So they're not giving the media any numbers of any of the players.
Okay.
Well, I've seen number changes being reported, and those players, you know, just put on the jersey and go out there and play.
Change the numbers.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take that long.
Well, but you guys, you don't know what the numbers are going to be, so you can't give the media the numbers.
No, I know Travis Etienne's wearing one.
You know.
I know that.
You can't possibly know what the numbers are, Dell. Don't. It's right there.
No, because even the team itself will report on Twitter, these are all our number changes. I know who gets to work. They tell me.
You don't know because it's impossible to know right now. So anyway, now, as far as the Deshaun situation goes, you want to talk about not only closed lip, but inaccurate. Or I'm pretty sure it's inaccurate. I'm pretty sure there's just because you'll see there were five questions. First about a couple about Deshaun, then about Zoom meetings, and then clarifying about Zoom meetings. Let's play them.
If not, have you heard from him or do you expect him to be there at all this offseason?
We have nothing more to say. We've talked about the Deshaun situation with Nick and I both and with Cal, and nothing's new on that.
So he has not been to the facility at all?
I have nothing to say about that situation.
David, have you been happy with the turnout you've gotten? It seems like you've gotten a good one, but there's still players who haven't shown up. Are you worried about them being able to pick up everything you guys are teaching, or can they do that in virtual meetings?
Not at all, John. And the turnout has been great here for us. It's been great. And you remember now, this is voluntary. And we've had the Zoom meetings where we've had everybody on the Zoom meeting. And to this point, we have a few weeks left. The attendance has been great here and looking forward to continue to stay that way.
You said about the participation and having everyone on Zoom. Do you mean that everyone on the roster has been taking part in the Zoom meetings since OTAs have started?
Yes, everybody's been on the Zoom meetings.
Including Deshaun Watson?
I have nothing to say about Deshaun. At this point.
Okay. So is it 100% or is it not 100%? Is Deshaun on the Zoom meetings? I mean, honestly. And I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, he's not.
He's not?
He's not. I don't know why. I think David Culley's just gun shy.
Well,
he said too much on Hustle and Flow on the Hustle and Flow podcast. And people lit him up, and I think now he's just like, and maybe
Nick Caserio said Nick don't say anything.
And right now he does not take any chances.
Nothing.
I get that people are saying he's avoiding it. I think he's just like, man, y'all got me messed up. I've been in the NFL for how many years? Like 40 years. I got a retirement gig going right now.
You know how much money I'm making right now?
Yeah. Y'all trying to get I never made this money. Are you trying to get into my pockets by asking me these questions? Nope. That's exactly what it is. He just doesn't want to screw this up. It's just like, I was told not to comment on Deshaun, so you're not getting to comment on Deshaun. That's that. We know Deshaun. I'll answer for Sarah. Nah, Deshaun's not on that.
Well, so do you know what would have been the headline on ESPN? Deshaun not attending Zoom meetings, not attending any meetings for the Houston Texans. It may be the smart thing to do if you want to know the truth. Just not say, Deshaun Watson is not in our lexicon. Deshaun Watson is not, there is absolutely zero that you will hear anyone in this organization say about Deshaun Watson. Period.
No, he's dead to the organization until he's moved.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be named.
Yeah.
They're not going to, what is it called?
He's Voldemort. He's not gonna,
yeah. He's he who shall not be named.
He shall not be named. And I don't even.
It's true. They're not going to.
I don't even know who that is, but he is Voldemort because you can't say his name. You cannot say his name in that building. You cannot. And Sarah Barshop might catch it for actually just saying this, the name Deshaun. Okay? She might catch it like a host of a radio show has caught it. Apparently, there are hosts that have been suspended from a radio show, an AM radio show, KFI. They have suspended hosts for using a Japanese accent in a skit. Oh. I can see that.
And I was the bad
guy. If anybody uses a Japanese accent, they should be suspended, I think.
And I was the bad guy for trying to save you guys.
What? No, I'm telling you. Listen, I think it's wrong. I think that you should never, ever, ever use a Japanese accent in anything that you do.
Okay.
Because that is, I mean, it's
insensitive.
It is insensitive.
Right.
Okay. What about, what do you think of Jeff Aronoff's accent? What's Jeff Aronoff's accent?
It's just general, European.
Is it general European?
Yeah. Hey, you get me. So you can,
So it's okay to make fun of Italians and mock Italians. Do you think that you should suspended right now?
That's also Vasily Spinula.
Do you feel like you should be suspended right now?
That's also Pablo Prigioni.
Isn't Japan a country?
Yes.
Okay, so like a British accent. Is England a country? Is it a country now?
Well, it's been a country for a while.
It's a country.
It's been a country. Has England been a country?
Yes.
But if you use it, they talk funny, right? We know they
talk funny.
You're
not allowed to do, you're not allowed.
They say extraordinary, like that.
Can you stop?
What?
You're not supposed to do English accents.
Extraordinary. They say stuff
stop
like that.
Stop doing English accents.
They say funny stuff like that.
Ooh, and I don't know if it was radio personality on radio personality violence, because what got them suspended, other than the accent, is they pretended to interview another radio personality's wife who happened to be Japanese.
I hope that's another personality they're friendly with on their own station.
Well, the woman, there was a two, it was a partnership. It was a duo, a man and a woman, and the executive producer jumped in and pretended to be the wife. And she impersonated the wife using a stereotypical Japanese accent while shouting "Hiya" and different in variations of a Japanese word I've never
heard. "Hiya," and
"Hiya,"
"Hiya,"
like that.
"Hiya," yeah. I didn't want to give the to it because I'm not looking to get suspended.
Well, I'm not looking to get suspended. We're describing why they got suspended.
And then she made another sound like that. I guess it's a word associated when you're getting ready for, you know, martial arts. I don't know. It's spelled K-I-A-I. What is that pronounced?
Kaya.
Kaya.
Yeah.
Same thing.
She did that.
It's almost the same thing.
Yeah, she did that multiple times.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. Really? Really? This is suspended?
Well, if you put on the accent, yes.
What? Why?
Why
is it that if you say,
you think,
I mean, I understand the Asian hate thing. It's stupid. Why people are attacking it. It's stupid, stupid, stupid. But any other accent of any other country is fine.
But it's not,
God forbid it's Asian.
It's not just
it's
the
so
accent.
Stupid.
It's not just the accent.
It is so stupid.
It's not just the accent. It's the fact that they minimize her to just making haya sounds.
So what? With your hands and you're doing
I mean, there's a level of accuracy to that.
But
have you ever seen?
Yeah.
Soccer players.
Yeah, soccer players. That's what they do.
You
do
the
like this.
Whoa, hey!
Hey! Are you kidding? All my people, they talk like
all
this.
All the European soccer players, there is something to like, eh! Did you ever see, or we can go to Argentina.
It's idiotic. If you do an Asian accent, you get suspended. It's idiotic. It is. Stop already with this crap.
Well, you
can do any other accent, but if you do an Asian, you're suspended. That's stupid.
I don't think you can.
Or whacked. No, they got suspended. Okay.
They're back June 1st with a different perspective.
You think a white person could do an African accent and get away with it?
A white person? He does an African accent all the time.
Accurate one.
Thank you.
An accurate one. I don't clown. I don't make fun. I watch documentaries about when oil companies came and they were dealing with Nigerian oil, and the Nigerian guys were just as corrupt as the guys trying to take the oil.
Thank you. Okay.
And so I was like, I don't remember that context.
I think mostly you're just doing my dad. I don't remember that context.
I do like to have an accurate portrayal of your father.
Yes, that is accurate.
I do like that. I like to throw you back into like, oh, I almost got sent away.
We used to work next to, when we were at 610, a radio show that was on the FM that did an accent of Tyrone. Okay.
Uh-huh.
They did some things where like, country radio is different. This is in the late 90s and early 2000s, too. And we were like, man, country radio is different.
Do you hear a lot of Tyrone accents on radio today?
No, you do not.
So I don't think you can get away with anything but an Asian accent.
Even then, I thought, Tyrone.
Even then, back then, we were
a little much.
Yeah. So that I get.
Think there was way more than that.
And
going
oh, by the way, that is.
But you didn't hear this, so how do you know how far it went?
The Haya and all that stuff.
It was 5 minutes worth, so I don't know how deep it got.
They did 5 minutes on this?
Yes, it wasn't just, a couple things. They did 5 minutes worth.
Did they know if it was a male golfer, female golfer, or food?
I don't think that was a game they were playing.
So, okay. I'm just asking whether or not they knew it was male golfer, female golfer, or food. If Aoki. Okay? I don't know.
That's a name, at least.
Guy Aoki, yeah. Yeah, and his wife was Yuko Sakamoto.
And Sakamoto told the news station there, not happy about this kid at all, hopes this could be a teachable moment. But so they got suspended. Yeah, I would wonder if we heard the 5 minutes as opposed to just seeing it in print. Eh, maybe they deserved it.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to have it up on the station's website.
Probably not. You decide for yourself.
Oh, it's Twitter on YouTube.
It looks like someone saved it and put it on YouTube, so it's there to listen to.
Oh, it is?
There's a link in the article.
You should play it.
Not on the show.
745 ESPN 97.
You should listen to it and see. Maybe they deserved it.
713-780-3776.
Well,
maybe if you're dumb about
it. We'll figure this out.
We'll figure it out on the other side here on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
747 ESPN 97.5. I got to tell you, we watched it. It's on YouTube. What is it, KFI? How do you look
Well, it's not their website because they're not going to have it. It was someone recorded it off the radio, maybe off the podcast where they deleted it. Yeah. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, they did a little skit of a Japanese woman. I don't know. I don't understand them getting suspended. I just don't get it.
Oh, I heard the skit. It took 3 seconds for me to realize, too much. Oh, boy. That's like something you would play. That's like if radio people, we have to go through different we watch videos about sexual harassment or payola or plugola or whatever. And then you got to sign, some stations you do. And you got to sign, and you have to watch the video. That's like a video of here's what not to do about racial insensitivity on the radio. That's like something they would play on literally a video you have to watch for training purposes about never do this on radio.
Yeah.
You hear that and you go, no one would ever do this. These videos are so stupid. They're so over the top. No one would ever do that on a radio. And then I saw somebody I heard somebody do that on a radio in 2021.
Yeah. It was
Subaru.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Oh, no, yeah. It was.
Was it more than you thought?
It was a lot more than I thought. And listen, I only heard 30 seconds of it.
You heard the first 30 seconds of it.
I heard 30 seconds of it.
How long did it last, Del?
They said it was 5 minutes. It's 4.5 minutes more of it.
What's funny is how stupid they are.
Yeah.
How stupid they are for doing that.
It's really dumb.
And it's amazing, amazing that they were like, well, yeah, no, this will fly. No, this will be good. I enjoy the stupidity of it. I don't think, was male golfer, female golfer food like that?
I mean, we didn't. There was an accent, but it wasn't like stereotypical no. Asian stuff. You said names and with an accent that.
That's all.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then you had to guess.
Yeah,
there was a gong.
I mean, the people to this day want male golf or female golf or food.
Well, good luck they with do. That. Good luck with that, people.
Yeah. They do want that. I got
maybe
this.
On my last day, I'll do it. Yeah. My last day here. Or AJ's last day here. No, my last day here.
Yeah, AJ's last. If you do it, it might be your last day.
Yeah,
even before
right,
you want
right,
it to be.
Right, right before I want it to
yeah,
be.
Do
my
it
last
on
day.
AJ's last day.
Before I want it to be. Although no one, we got what you know. Carol
very,
got
very
Carol China Garden, who by the way she's Chinese. She sponsored it, and she got one call from a white guy who said, "You know, this it's racist." And she goes, she told him, "I'm Chinese. Why are you offended? I'm not offended.
He was offended.
I like it.
He was offended for her, John.
Yeah, why?" See, don't be offended for me. You're white. Why do you care?
Well, I guess he would say empathy.
Well, empathy for me? Don't be empathetic because guess what? I don't care. I like
well, then
it.
I guess he found out the person he was worried about did not care.
Yeah. Not only didn't care, was sponsoring it. Was giving money for it. Yeah. We're at Tom Cook party, though. I don't know where the Tom Cook. I think there's probably going to be something today. Maybe I don't know. I think they've already had a party for Tom Cook. If you want to know the truth, so yeah, they've already had Tom Cook saying goodbye this morning, Channel 13. So yeah, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Three games last night in the NBA. No Astros. Astros tonight against the Padres. This is going to be, there's another really, really nice series. No Astros last night, so you had to watch basketball. And the Rockets are out of it right now. The Rockets have been eliminated.
Yeah, Rockets are out.
Yeah, the Rockets. I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Rockets have been eliminated. But guess who's throwing tonight for the good
left-hander
guys?
Left-hander.
Yeah.
With the sneaky curveball.
His first outing.
Dominated the Skeeter's opponents.
Of the year. His name is Fromber. They call him Fromber. Fromber, Odorizzi, and Greinke.
100% was not this excited about Fromber in May of, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic. But let's just say when the season officially kicked off, to not have a lot of excitement about Fromber. I remember him being terrible, Fromber.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Fromber's a starter. This is going to be terrible. And by the end, I was like, can we just somehow find a way to get back to Fromber in this rotation? Can they skip someone in the rotation so Fromber can pitch again? And now I'm super excited about Mr. Fromber.
So Monday's the only opening. Is that Urquidy back? Because that he's supposed to be back Monday with the team. Tuesday is the only opening. They go Valdez, Odorizzi, Greinke in the San Diego series. Then Monday, Luis Garcia is going to pitch against the Red Sox. And there's an open date, and I can fill it in nicely with an Urquidy right there. See that? An Urquidy right there.
Nice and
smooth. Then, you know, hopefully Lance will be back. It is retroactive to the 23rd. Right? I think it's that retroactive to the 23rd. So you got 10 days of Lance McCullers on the IR, on the IL. And then I guess Luis Garcia moves to the bullpen. So you're bolstering your bullpen. You got Valdez and Odorizzi back with Urquidy on the horizon. Things are looking up.
This is dating back to just showing you last year how he finished and why we're so excited. Over the last six games, it's four in a postseason, and he had four starts in the postseason and then his last two in the regular season. I'm going to go innings pitched, runs, and strikeouts. 6 1/3, 1, 11. 7 innings, 1 run, 8 strikeouts. 5 innings, no earned runs, 5 strikeouts. 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 8 strikeouts. 6 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. No. All but one was a quality start. They all were, other than one, was good strikeout totals. And you never saw anything more than two earned runs in any of those. Like Fromber, the last 6, and 4 of those were all postseason games. In a postseason, he had a 1.88.
That's awesome.
24 innings pitched, 14 hits, 5 earned runs.
He's the reason they got to the ALCS again.
And 26 home runs. Like Fromber was so good. So the excitement of adding Fromber to, and look, with Greinke, you just don't know which Greinke you're going to get. I mean, it's typically more good Greinke than bad Greinke. It's typically going to be the case. With McCullers, you're going to get more good McCullers than bad McCullers.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs to be healthy. And then, you know, with Urquidy, I feel good about Urquidy being a solid pitcher. Like, it is coming around. The thing is, I think one move by Click from a trade standpoint, and then potentially it'd be great if you had any minor leaguers who could come up. But I think it's once again going to be starters moving to bullpen that's going to even this bad bullpen out.
Is Click still a thing? Is he still?
And he's still GM, yeah. He's still GM, yeah.
Are you sure?
Because I haven't seen a report that he was out, but I think he's still GM.
Yeah, I don't know that he. I don't. No one's heard from him. No one's. I mean, he's in. Is he in witness protection?
I'll say this:
what the hell is the GM when we need some pitching?
I would see. Granted, I don't listen to. Maybe he has
Jim
a show.
Click, what? Jim Click. What?
Play it again.
James Click. What?
What was it that made you so excited about James Click when
because
you said that?
You guys were saying how they wouldn't do anything or you know make any moves, and I was like, James Click. You don't know what? About James. You don't know about James Click.
I don't know if he has a show on 790 or something. Maybe he has a GM show. I don't think there's been a GM in the city. Now, Rick Smith didn't talk a whole lot publicly, but I'm not sure that there's ever been a GM who has talked less publicly than James Click. Granted, last year was a weird year, but we're just not here. We don't hear from him like at all.
Mm-mm.
Just standard, you know, Mark Berman, I caught up with Jeff Leno here, and Jeff Leno has comments. Hey, we'd hear from Jeff Leno all the time. We'd hear from Daryl Morey. Daryl would tweet stuff. James Click is just like, you're right. James Click is, I see Nick Caserio popping up on video podcasts, on vlogs or whatever for analytics guys. I don't see James Click anywhere.
Mm-mm. 713-780-3776.
As long as he's looking for bullpen help, I don't care.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Kirby wants to get in here real quick before we hit the top of the hour. What do you say, Kirby?
Hey, I was y'all were talking about male golfer, female golfer. Didn't Ling Ling used to call in periodically?
Yeah, Ling Ling used to call in. Yep.
What? No more of that, huh?
No, we can't have Ling Ling. But she and Gilbert didn't get along. Gilbert said he never went out with her.
Well, Ling Ling suggested that Gilbert impregnated her and then left her.
What? Yeah.
What? Yes. What?
But Gilbert denied
here?
That. I mean, did you ever see a paternity suit?
No, I'm not saying it was true. I'm saying what Ling Ling called about. Gilbert was left, like, you know, got what he wanted and left.
Yeah.
And there was a little surprise that he didn't expect, so... He wasn't the.
Have y'all ever noticed that you, Granato, you got some Gilbert tendencies when you talk. Like, you throw a lot of whatevers out.
Whatever.
Yeah, this and that and whatever. Did Gilbert rub off on you, or did?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't say anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, his catchphrase.
Anyways is yeah. That's I don't say I say whatever. I say whatever when you say crap like that. Kirby.
Well, you're
whatever.
You're dismissive of things like Gilbert.
Big deal.
You have some of that.
Yeah, big deal.
You have some of that in you.
Actually, he does. That did actually.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, whatever.
See, you're dismissive. Gilbert doesn't.
I'm dismissive like Gilbert. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who started that.
And I are.
You both attract the same type of women.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, he.
That's true.
That is true. I mean,
did you also
we both really like Wendy.
He suggested that he gave Wendy a pump on his bike.
No, he gave her a ride.
That's what Lance calls it.
That's not what
are
it's
we
called.
In the state of Texas? That's
not,
what it's
not
called.
Not with my wife. It's not called.
Wait,
that.
He said he gave Wendy a my ride wife? On his bike?
Yes.
No, he
wanted to, I think.
Well, yeah, he wanted to pick her up for the Christmas party or something. I'll give her a ride on my bike anyway.
Yeah. And Lance, he would call it something. John doesn't call it. But yeah, that's what he said he would do.
Yeah. 8 o'clock ESPN 97.5. Beat it, Kirby.
Did you ever have a
anyway?
Did you ever have a restraining order?
No. Wendy just doesn't pick up. That's all.
Did you have a thing for Janet Chamblian?
No, I never did. No, okay. I've never had a restraining order or no.
She and Gilbert are different in some ways.
Yeah, a little bit. It's 8 o'clock, top of the hour on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in.
ESPN 97.5.